Chapter 1, Alpha. Operatus 5 Hydra. Elapsed time Omega 1 minus 806.44. XXU 20th Legion Strike Cruiser Upsilon. Everything proceeds in accordance with the Primarch's wishes, my lord.
And yet, I am uneasy, replied Omegon.
The mighty warrior wandered the darkened oratorium, his attention moving slickly between schematics on the walls and data slates on the round table at its center. Ursinus Escheon stood before him only as a hololithic ghost.
The Tenebrae 950 array is a tactical priority, brother. Much relies upon the technology's continued operation.
He seated himself in one of the chamber's thrones. He rested his elbows on the armrests and steepled his fingers pensively.
You understand my concerns?
Of course, Lord Omegon, the pellucid Escheon replied.
Omegon remained thoughtful. Escheon no longer wore the robes of the Librarius, instead opting for the plain attire of a company legionnaire. As one of the Legion's senior psychers, he had been an obvious choice to oversee the operation of the new Imperial technology, even if his status as a librarian had remained a secret.
You understand my concerns, Omegon repeated, but do you share them?
He watched a shimmer of doubt cross the librarian's hololithic face. The temptation to lie. The decision not to.
The pylon array was constructed precisely to specification, Escheon admitted. It is operating satisfactorily.
Speak your mind, Omegon told him, as all of our calling are encouraged to do.
This technology is as ancient as it is alien, Escheon said at length. If the designs for its construction and the orders to realize the project had not come from Alpharius himself, I would have thought the endeavor misguided.
Your vigilance and mistrust serve your legion well, Omegon assured him. I have as much distaste for the Xenos and their despicable ways as you, brother. But the Hydra strikes with many heads, and we must indulge variety over prejudice, however natural such aversion might be. You know this, Escheon.
Of course, Lord Omegon.
And as you said, it is the Primarch's wish.
Yes.
Yet you are right to be cautious. Are you experiencing any difficulties? He asked.
Again, Escheon balanced honesty against prudence, against the prudence of honesty.
From time to time, we experience problems acquiring Psyker slave stock. On occasion, this has brought us into conflict with the Sisters of Silence and their black ships. Nothing my legionnaires can't handle, of course.
Does it trouble you, brother, trading in your own kind thus?
Escheon considered his answer.
The technology is demanding. We all have our part to play. My kind, as you call them, must play theirs, just as the Legion plays its own.
Quite, Omegon agreed. Anything else? What of our allies?
The Geno 760 Spartacid make restless sentinels, but they carry out their duties peerlessly. The Mechanicum...
The librarian paused.
Artisan Empire Auguremus is a difficult man. I monitor the pylon array's operation, but he is responsible for its maintenance. He is unnecessarily harsh with the slave stock and interprets his directives, how might one say, creatively. I suspect he knows more about the technology's workings than he or his people let on.
That sounds like a problem.
He knows he is essential to the Tenebrae operation, so he takes liberties. It's probably me. I don't like him.
A man would be ill-advised to take liberties with the Alpha Legion, Omegon said coolly.
He was out of the throne and back to pacing the auditorium. Master Escheon, your work on Tenebrae has been outstanding, but I want it to remain that way. I feel you would benefit from a fresh pair of eyes to look to your interests.
"If you feel that is necessary, my lord," Ishion replied. "Do you have intelligence placing the operation in any jeopardy?"
"Not directly, but our allies and enemies alike have learned much from us. We do not only have to guard against the Emperor's spies in our midst. The War Master, too, has his fiendish ways. We should never underestimate the threat of the Xenos, and then, of course, we must keep our own friends faithful. Operatives can be bought, but those that share our path can also lose their way."
"Of course.
That is why I must ask you to send me the encrypted specifications for the Tenebrae base's security and defenses," Omegon continued.
Ishion raised an eyebrow. "Commander Yannick is in charge of base security."
"Then I'll need them from him. Schematics for the installation, the full designation of troops at your disposal, and details of garrison rotations. That should get us started."
Ishion nodded. "What do you intend to do with such information, my lord, if you don't mind my asking?"
"It will guide me in the best ways to serve you, Master Ishion. It will help me decide where the vulnerabilities lie and what other resources I can put at your disposal to ensure the continued smooth operation of this most important of Legion projects."
"I thank you for your concern and attentions, Lord Omegon." The Primarch was standing by the thick transparent steel of the Lancet port. He stared out at the void, cold, empty, and eternal.
"And yet I feel there is something else," he said absently. "Something you have yet to confide, brother. Something beyond these mortal concerns."
He turned, noting Ishion's look of uncertainty.
"Perhaps your gift has given you some special insight, something that brings you unhappiness?"
The librarian lowered his head slightly. "Might I have permission to speak freely, sir?"
Omegon continued to stare out into deep space. "Always."
"About the pylon array, the ether is in a state of calmness that I have never known. I reach out across it with my mind, and my thoughts travel far, like a stone bounced across the glassy surface of a still pool."
"Continue, brother."
"I have always suffered a touch of the sight, what the chief librarian used to call a foreboding. Useful in the chaos of battle, momentary glimpses of blades before they strike, and last bolts before they are sent my way."
"You have prognostic abilities," Omegon confirmed tightly.
"Yes, my lord," Ishion said.
"Enhanced in the presence of this Xenos abomination?"
Ishion was careful with his words. "Flowing more freely from a becalmed source."
"And what do you see?"
"The future, my lord. Terrible and true."
"Your own?" Omegon asked.
"The Legion's."
"And?"
"I fear we have taken a wrong turn, my lord," the librarian said with a pained expression. "Or that we soon will. Our current path takes us to a dark place."
Omegon nodded. He understood all too well what Ishion was saying. "Have you spoken of this to anyone else?" Omegon asked.
"Of course not," Ishion replied. "The Librarius was formally disbanded, but for the requirements of specific missions and assignments. The Legionnaires under my command are not aware of my gift."
"What about your former master, the Chief Librarian?"
"No. I confide only in you, Lord Omegon."
"And I am listening, brother. I do not doubt your capabilities. Enhanced under these special circumstances. I fear, however, that you glimpse the journey and know not the destination. Trust in this. There are many futures, many eventualities, many paths that the Alpha Legion might take. It is our enemies failing to see only what is presented to them in plain terms. Their undoing is to be blind to our myriad methods. Let us not make the same mistake. You can rest assured that Alpharius knows the darkness you have witnessed and has seen the light beyond. If we stay true to one another, to the purpose for which we were all created, and to the principles upon which our legion was founded, we will find the light together. We will achieve enlightenment. We will secure the ultimate victory.
Ishion bowed his head. I thank you for your confidences, my lord.
And yours, Master Ishion. I shall expect Commander Yannick's triple-coded transmission shortly. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have matters of equal gravity to attend to.
Of course. Hydra Dominatus, Lord Omegon.
Hydra Dominatus.
The hololithic display crackled to a static miasma and then blinked into nothingness above the display tablet. Omegon stood framed by the deep darkness of the Lancet port. A voice came from the shadows.
He's going to be a problem.
Sheed Ranko emerged from the rear of the chamber and strode around the breadth of the table. He was a hulking warrior, almost as big as Omegon himself, and captain of the Lernaean Terminator Squad and master of the strike cruiser Upsilon. An honored veteran and gifted tactician, he had been at the Twin Primarch's collective side since the Legion's first irregular conquests of the Great Crusade.
"I mean it," he said again. "Ishion's going to be a problem."
"Or the solution to one," Omegon mused. Ranko joined him by the viewing port.
"As much as I enjoy sitting in on your status reports," the captain said, "I presume you grace the Upsilon with your presence because you need something."
Omegon gave him a thin smile.
"A favor. The advice of an old friend. Nothing you haven't done for me 1,000 times before." "I serve your interests," Ranko told him, taking a throne at the obsidian table and indicating for the Primarch to do the same. "And I the Legion's, Captain."
"Where's Alpharius?" "Returning from council with the War Master," Omegon told him honestly. "He's assembling the fleet. I expect the Upsilon will receive her orders soon."
"You are here on his behalf?" Ranko asked. "In his interests, yes." "Then what can I do for you both, and the Legion?"
"Before I tell you, I need you to understand something, Sheed," Omegon said, fixing the veteran's gaze. "Legion operations always require a certain degree of secrecy and discretion."
"Yes?"
"This goes far beyond that," Omegon said simply.
"Fair enough," Ranko replied, intrigued. "Want to tell an old friend why?"
"I'm mounting a sensitive operation."
"All Alpha Legion operations are sensitive."
"And none more so," Omegon spoke in hushed tones, "than when you are infiltrating your own Legion." Ranko stared grimly at him.
"No one knows the Legion like you," the Primarch continued. "No one has operational experience across as many theaters. You've seen many of them prosecute their duty under fire. All Alpha Legionnaires are exceptional, but I need Legionnaires not only of singular talent, but also of a very specific disposition. It's going to get confusing."
"You want recommendations?" Ranko said, matter-of-factly. Gone was the warrior wit and the pleasure of seeing an old friend. This was something else entirely. "It would help if I knew a few details of the operation, so I can gauge exactly what it is you need."
"I'll have them shortly," Omegon replied. Ranko looked from the Primarch to the hololithic tablet and back to Omegon again.
"You're going to hit the Tenebrae installation?"
Omegon nodded. "My informants and astro-telepathic intercepts have detected a leak."
"Within the Legion?"
"Yes. Sensitive data and information relating to the placement of Alpha Legionnaires and operatives on both sides of the conflict."
"I don't believe it," Ranko said. "I mean, I do, obviously. But how is this possible?" This is a civil war, Omegon reminded him. There are those placed among the legions loyal to the Emperor who secretly supply the War Master with intelligence and appropriated material. Why not the other way round?
Ranko continued to marvel in disappointment and disbelief.
Because this is the Alpha Legion, Lord.
A fact of which I am painfully aware, the Primarch sighed. I have been monitoring the situation, of course, in the hope that the leak could be identified and neutralized. That was until Alpharius's own safety was almost compromised.
Alpharius?
A rendezvous from which he had to promptly withdraw, Omegon said. Whoever they were, whether they fought for the Emperor or the War Master, they could have taken my brother right then and there.
And you traced it back to Tenebrae?
A partially decrypted astrotelepathic message originating from the base, Omegon confirmed. Times and movements. They knew exactly where and when to strike.
Escheon, then?
Possibly. The Octis system. It's one of the few outlying regions uncompromised by warp storms. You heard him yourself. The pylon array calms the immaterium. An astrotelepathic message might reach ancient Terra from there.
How is Alpharius taking it? Ranko asked.
Spitting venom, as you might expect. We have no time to investigate. The war moves apace. We do not have the luxury of tracking this back to an enemy sponsor. Not when even our attempt to do so is likely to be reported. Tenebrae is compromised. It must be destroyed. Leak and all, before knowledge of the array or even the installation itself falls into the hands of another legion.
Ranko placed a hand upon the table. You need legionnaires, then, who can infiltrate an Alpha Legion base and will not question the order to kill their brothers, many of whom they will know to be innocent.
Yes.
The captain paused for a moment, soaking up the enormity of the task.
Then you need Goran Setebos, Sigma Squad, 3rd Company. His team were responsible for hitting the Matrix outpost on Oblonsky's world. Setebos is pretty cold, even for the Legion, but if it's victory over everything else, then he will do what needs to be done.
Where is he currently deployed?
Running interference on the 915th Expeditionary Fleet, I believe.
Thank you, Sheed, Omegon said.
You're also going to need a Psyker, the captain continued. And you can't just pull one from the Legion. In all likelihood, Ursinus Escheon will have had some role in their training.
An operative, then?
Ranko shrugged. The question is, who? To go up against Escheon, you're going to need someone really special. The problem is, the more special they are, the more dangerous they are to everyone else.
You don't always have to fight fire with fire,
Omegon muttered, then seemed to reconsider. No readers, no telepaths. There's problem enough with leaked information.
Agreed.
You have a suggestion? The Primarch asked.
Perhaps, Ranko said. We've been decoding transmissions from the black ships that Escheon mentioned. The same name keeps cropping up. Successive Sisters of Silence cadres have failed to capture a witch breed called Zelmagundi on the hive world of Drusilla.
Omegon nodded.
Sounds promising. Any other advice?
Escheon and Commander Yannick are going to have that installation wrapped up tight, the captain insisted. You're going to need someone on the inside.
I already have a candidate in mind, the Primarch assured him.
Ranko nodded.
Has it really come to this? Our own legion.
With treachery in our midst, we cannot falter, Omegon said. Traitors, wherever they are found, must be dealt with decisively. Sacrifices must be made.
Omegon crossed the auditorium and took a pair of chalices from a tray.
He offered one to Ranko.
Thank you for your assistance with this, old friend. There are few to whom I could turn with this.
At your service always, the captain said, raising the chalice for a toast. To mission success and to necessary sacrifices.
Ranko pulled the rim from his lips thoughtfully. He found himself looking down into the depths of the chalice.
You know what that is? Omegon asked.
Yes, my lord, the captain answered after a moment.
Then you know what it is that I ask of you.
Ranko downed the rest.
What you ask of us all, the captain said.
Everything.